Ellen Johnson Sirleaf took the oath of office in a ceremony in the Liberian capital of Monrovia. Thousands of Liberians and dozens of foreign dignitaries were in attendance to show their support for Mrs. Sirleaf, who pledged to defend, uphold, and support the Constitution. U.S. First Lady Laura Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice led the U.S. delegation. Other dignitaries included many African heads of state. In her inaugural address Monday, the 67-year-old President Sirleaf promised to fight rampant corruption and rebuild the country after 14 years of civil war that killed a quarter of a million people and left Liberia's economy in ruins. Mrs. Sirleaf paid tribute to the people of Liberia who turned out in large numbers to vote in last November's election.
This ritual is symbolically and politically significant and substantive. It reflects the enduring character of the democratic tradition of the peaceful and orderly transfer of political power and authority. It also confirms the culmination of a commitment to our nation's collective search for a purposeful and responsive national leadership.
Mrs. Sirleaf was elected to office last November, beating former football star George Weah in a runoff election. She ran for office 2 years after former rebel leader President Charles Taylor bowed to international pressure, left the country, and went into exile in Nigeria. Before being elected president, Mrs. Sirleaf served as finance minister twice. She also held key jobs at the United Nations and the World Bank. Mrs. Sirleaf has said that one of her main priorities as president will be fighting poverty. In the last year, the United States and other countries have spent more than $1 billion to help stabilize the country. The inauguration of Mrs. Sirleaf as Africa's first elected woman head of state came on the same day that millions in the United States honored the legacy of famed black civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Liberia has had close ties with the United States for decades because the African nation was founded by free American slaves in 1847. Chris Simpkins, VOA News.
Under my administration, we will work to change that situation.